Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mind Gravity Podcast. I'm your host, Rohan Handa. This episode is part of the Mind Gravity Podcast's Weekend Food for Thought series. Here, I will talk about a subject of interest that allows us to shift our minds to reflect on things that are larger than just our day-to-day and our busy work life. It provides a pause for our minds to think outside our proverbial box. And today we're going to talk about time and perspective. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a motivational theory in psychology comprising a five-tier model of human needs, often depicted as a hierarchical levels within a pyramid. Needs lower down in the hierarchy must be satisfied before individuals can attend to needs higher up. From the bottom of the hierarchy upwards, the needs are physiological, safety, love and belonging, esteem, and self-actualization. So let's unwrap a bit. At the bottom are our basic needs, the essentials of physiological survival, like food, water, and air, and of safety, such as law, order, and stability. Now, keep going up another level, where you have the need for love and for belonging. Who loves you? Do you belong in the society? Do you belong in the community? Are you part of the relationship you're a part of? Those are some of the questions. So those are some of the things to think about. Above that is our desire for growth, the opportunity to attain personal goals, to master knowledge and skills, and to be recognized and rewarded for our achievements. Finally, at the top is the desire for what Maslow termed self-actualization, or the self-fulfillment through the pursuit of moral ideals and creativity for their own sake. His argument was fairly straightforward, that safety and survival remain the primary and foundational human goals, not least when our options become limited. We'll talk about that a bit more. However, the reality is slightly more complex. People readily demonstrate a willingness to sacrifice their safety and survival and treat others the way they do for the sake of something beyond themselves. It could be your family, country, or justice, like we have seen it in recent times with the Black Lives Matter. You have a massive pandemic going, but people still show up in masses to protest what is unjust. What is even more fascinating is that our driving motivation in life, instead of remaining constant, change hugely over time and in ways that don't quite fit Maslow's hierarchy. And that's fascinating. In young adulthood, people seek a life of growth and fulfillment, just as Maslow suggested. But growing up involves opening outward. We search out new experiences, wider social connections, and ways of putting our stamp on the world. When people reach the latter half of adulthood, however, their priorities change markedly. Most reduce the amount of time and effort they spend pursuing achievement and social networks. They narrow in. Given the choice, you and I, considering you and everyone else who's listening to this, fall in the young category, or could be not, but I'll take my bets. We prefer meeting new people to spending time with, say, a sibling. Old people prefer the opposite. There is sufficient research showing that as people grow older, they interact with fewer and fewer people and concentrate more on spending time with family and established friends. They focus on being rather than doing, and on the present and now more than the future. But is that actually true? Turns out, a Stanford psychologist by the name Laura Carstensen believed and proved through her research that it is actually not the age that is defining factor
on what we choose to focus our energy on. It is actually the perception of time, how we perceive time. More specifically, how we speak to spend our time is likely dependent on how much time we perceive ourselves to have. When we are young and healthy, we believe we will live forever. We are superhumans. Do not worry about losing any of our capabilities or health. You'll often hear people tell you, the world is your oyster, and that sky you see up there, that is your limit. Well, while it is true and encouraging, what it does is delay the gratification process. Process to invest years, for instance, in gaining skills and resources for a brighter future. Seek to plug into bigger streams of knowledge and information. Get that next pay bump. Get into more affluent circles. The network organically grows to friends and connections instead of hanging out with your father, mother, or even your sibling. In that moment, your horizon is at infinity. The desire at that point in time is top of the Maslow's hierarchy. Achievement, creativity, and other attributes of self-actualization. But as you grow old, the reality sinks in. The horizon you once thought was infinite, well, it is actually finite and visible. But it is still very uncertain. The air you breathe today at one point moves on to reserve supply. Your focus then shifts to the here and now, to everyday pleasures and the people closest to you. Mending cracked relationships, putting things in order, and trying to spread love and wisdom. The thought of how you will be remembered is at the center, consciously or unconsciously. It is not the wisdom gained from the long experience in life that changes you. It is not the cognitive result of changes in the tissue of the brain. The perspective is all that matters at that point. Your perspective has changed because of the limit on time you have and the aging mind and body, nothing else. Have you ever been in a life-threatening or life-ending situation or condition or diagnosis? Do you remember what it feels like? I have, and that is, I can say this with certainty, for a lot of other people, they tend to promise themselves and everyone around them that they will live differently. They promise to live differently because they understand, or rather forced into understanding the fragility of life, the unfulfilled promises. That is the greatest fear that drives us and provides us that perspective on how we want to live the rest of our remaining life. Everything comes racing down to your mind. The people you love, your family, your friends, the dreams that may remain a dream, but you may be able to achieve it if you were given just one more chance to have a shot at it. When life's fragility is primed, people's goals and motives in their everyday life shift completely. It's perspective, not age, at that point that matters the most. So, today, I urge you all to be kind, but continue to push for that sky that was once promised. But at the same time, be a little more mindful of all our limited time and the way we treat others. Because a wound is easier to heal when you are here and now. Once your time ends, you leave with whatever open wounds you helped create. Hope you have a great weekend. Namaste.